Dear friends in Christ Jesus, today we're going to be looking at the gospel lesson which you just previously heard read, and it's one that we have seen and studied before. But really, as we look at this, as children of God, we have to realize what it means and what it says to us. And really, it is an extension, in essence, of really what our mission here at Grace Lutheran Church and in the Lutheran Church to begin with is. To proclaim the gospel. To proclaim the gospel to those who are wandering out there like sheep without a shepherd. Because it's really this act is the greatest show of love that we could do for this world. For our neighbors. And for even the people in our own families. The problem is that, as we look at the world and we see things the way that they are, there are a lot of people that are just simply wandering out there lost. Most of you know that this past week I was at seminary and we were studying basically the church in the digital age. And there was a particular video that our professor brought up and showed us. And I wished I had it here in order to show you, but I would encourage you maybe to go and look at it. It's by Moby. Is the artist that does this. And basically what it shows is it shows people in the world wandering around with their faces in cell phones, being oblivious to the dangers that are out. In fact, one of the pictures that really struck me as I was doing this was there was a guy sitting there on his cell phone. You can obviously see that he was a construction worker and that he had dug a big hole there in the sidewalk. But the thing about it was people were sitting there and they were wandering around and they were looking, and as they were doing it, they were falling in this hole, one after another and after another. But if we really think about it, isn't that the danger of sin? Isn't that the danger of sin and the devil in this world? Is that we have people out there that are so oblivious to the dangers of sin that sometimes they even celebrate it. Not knowing that they're really kind of walking into this huge hole. And the problem, too, is that how many people are out there willing to stop them? You see, we really have to look deep into our hearts. Because as we do that, as we look deep into our hearts, first of all, we have to remind ourselves, who are we? And as children of God, that means that we've been redeemed by the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. That Jesus, in his heart, and we see a picture of this, his heart here in this gospel lesson, don't we? Jesus is standing there, and you could imagine it would be standing like any street, any city, where people are walking here and there, going about their business. But yet he looked out there and he saw the hearts of the people, and they were walking around blind. And what does the scripture say? He had compassion on them. Oftentimes this year I've hit on that heart of Jesus and what compassion is about. You see, the thing about it is if we really have compassion for our brothers and sisters out there, if we really have compassion for even some of the people in our own households, if you saw them walking towards a hole, would you not stop them? Would that not be the compassionate thing to do? If you saw your brother or sister walking into danger, would you not stop them from falling into that danger? The problem is that we do. And just like Jesus, we can stand in the middle of a mall, whether it's the Midway Mall or North Olmsted, or we can go downtown Elyria on some celebration day, or we can go into the streets of Cleveland. Doesn't matter where you're at here in this area or where you're at in the country. You can see people walking around lost like sheep without a shepherd. And so shouldn't it be as... You're a little slow this morning. As children of God, that we shouldn't have the heart of our Redeemer? Shouldn't we take the time and love in the same way that our Redeemer has loved? And to go and spread that message? That message of Jesus Christ, Him crucified? Because as redeemed people, we know what the gift is. And we know the price of the gift. That's the thing about it is we know the price of the gift. The price of the gift is free. It's been freely given to us. There's no requirement. There's nothing we have to go do. There's not certain work. There's not a list that we have to accomplish in order to gain that gift. All we have to do is simply believe the voice of the shepherd. Believe the voice of Jesus Christ that when He says to you, your sins are forgiven, that you believe it. That's it. And that's really what Jesus calls His disciples together to do. He says, go out, heal the sick, proclaim the gospel to the people of Israel. Oh, and by the way, there is something here that is kind of not understood sometimes. And that's the fact that He says, don't go out to the Gentiles. Don't go out to the Samaritans, but teach the people of Israel. It's kind of a little odd, isn't it? Especially when Matthew brings out in chapter 28, go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The thing about it is that Jesus knew this. That for us to be able to go out, for the disciples to be able to go out and create workers in the harvest, that first of all, He had to talk to His own people. First of all, He had to teach and get them ready for the own people. They needed to hear the gospel themselves. And it's only once they believe can they then be empowered to go out into the world. You see, really, if we take a look at this mission trip that our youth is on, the great thing about this is that they were the ones that wanted to do it. It was out of the love and the compassion that they saw for the world that our youth wanted to go out and proclaim the gospel and help those people that were in need. They have the compassion of Jesus in their hearts. And it only came by doing what we've done for years here, teaching them the gospel, showing them God's love, showing them what the gospel means, showing it what the compassionate heart of Jesus calls us to do. And so these youth, kids in high school, are really kind of bucking the trend, aren't they? How many other high school students go out and show God's love? How many other students go out and seek to help others? Or are most of them kind of in that self-centered world, like that picture I told you before, sitting around looking at their cell phones, just kind of falling in holes? You see, that's why He tells them, tell the people of Israel first. Because He knows. He knows that where the laborers for the harvest are going to come from is from Israel itself. And it's there that once they held on to that word and once they saw the compassionate heart of Jesus, it's once there to realize that their gift was free to them. That Jesus went to the cross and died in order to take their sins, and now they're righteous in His sight. It's only then and under that circumstance that I know and I have the power. It's only once the Holy Spirit is working in my heart and I have the compassionate heart of Jesus in me that I'm able to go out and to share the message. In other words, it's only when Israel has that, then they are prepared to go out. You see, what Jesus wants is He wants the people to go out with His heart. He wants us to go out into the world with His heart. And He wants us to proclaim the message of the free gift. And the thing about it is it's easy to say this. But there are a lot of people that still don't understand it, that have been brought up into the church, that have been allowed to wander around. There was a quote that was put out a couple years ago by Penelope Cruz. She basically states, I believe she was Catholic, she was baptized, and she had her first communion. But That's not what I really want to choose to believe. What I really choose to believe is that I don't want to put a title on my faith. In other words, I think I'm closer to the Buddhist theory of theology. And the thing about that is that we have to think about that statement. She knows, does she really know the heart of Jesus Christ? Does she really understand what the free gift is? Does she really understand? Because it's not me making God into my image. It's that God makes us into his. You see, that's what it means to be. It means that we live in God's image. That people in the world see the face of Jesus Christ through our works, through our words. You see, that's what it means to be a laborer in the field, as we go out and we do that. We just simply tell of the great gift that Jesus Christ has given to us. We reflect upon the compassionate heart of Jesus and see how he touches our lives. Both in times of celebration, because it's really great when we can celebrate things like weddings and those type of things and see Jesus Christ in our heart and see him a part of our celebration. But it's difficult when times are tough. When we find ourselves in hospital. When we find ourselves hurting. When we find ourselves beaten down by the ways of the world and the evil that's out there. But what the great gift of God is, what the great compassion of Jesus is he never lets us alone. He doesn't let us wander. What he does is he calls us to himself as his children. He reassures us that no matter what we go through in this world, that he's there and he's present and that he will never forsake us. He'll never let us out of his loving hands. We know that if in times of good and times of bad, that no matter what this world throws at us, we have eternal life because we know the love and the heart of Jesus Christ. Once again, a love and a heart that took him to the cross, that yet when we were still sinners, yet when we were turning our back on him, yet when we wanted to follow our own ways, he still died for us. And that's the free gift. It kind of reminds me, I don't know how many of you have ever seen the movie Saving Private Ryan. If you haven't seen it, it's basically about kind of the aftermath of the D-Day invasion. And what ends up happening is there's a lady that has four sons. And they find out that three of her sons ended up dying in battle. There was a fourth son. And the country wanted to get him back to his mother, and so they send out the character that's there to go and to save him, to go and to bring him home. And the thing about it is that a band of soldiers go out into Germany trying to find out where Private Ryan is. And so eventually they find him, but one of the problems that's happening is there is a critical bridge that needs to be blown up, that needs to be defended, so that the German army can advance through and get troops back to the front line. And so they fight and they defend it, but most of all what they do is they protect Private Ryan so that they can get him back to his parents, to his mother. Well, the unfortunate part of at the end of the movie is, and I hope I'm not spoiling it if somebody hasn't seen it, but is that all of the ones that went out to save Private Ryan ended up dying. In fact, one of the very last scenes is the character played by Tom Hanks is sitting there and saying, "Earn it, earn it," and then he dies. Well, see, the thing about it is, though, is that this soldier gave up his life in order to save Private Ryan. And so you see Private Ryan at the end trying to make sure that he earned it. But the thing about it is that he doesn't know. He doesn't know if he did a good enough job. You see, that's not the way it is with Jesus Christ, because there is another person that went out there and sacrificed himself. And that was Jesus Christ. But the one thing that we don't hear, the words that we don't hear from Jesus is, earn it. You see, that's what salvation is about. It's the free gift that he gives us without any string, without anything to it. We don't need to earn it. In other words, we don't need to worry about, are we good enough? Because it's not in us. It's in the work of Jesus Christ. It was the fact that Jesus Christ was good enough. It was that Jesus Christ lived a life that was free of sin. He lived a sinless life and he took on our sin. He took on the sin of the entire world. And in his act of obedience, he sacrificed himself on a cross. But the words that we hear from him is not earn it. Don't go out there and work for it. What he says to us is this. Just believe. Just believe. You see, we don't have to earn it. We never have to worry about being good enough. And so that now, as we realize who we have become because of that, because as John tells us very clearly and plainly, that because of what Jesus Christ has done, that he now gives us the privilege of being called children of God. And as children of God, we see that compassionate heart. We realize that there is a harvest out there waiting to be. All we have to do is stand on those corners. All we have to do is stand in those malls. All we have to do is look into the world. And we see the same people have the compassionate heart of Jesus, live as children of God and proclaim his message to our families and then to the world so that all may know what this free gift of salvation is about, so that all will know the love of Jesus Christ, and so that all may see that heart. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord and Redeemer, our Savior. Amen.